Hi, this is Lisa from the Sabian Podcast, and today I'm going to do a recap of the new moon that was on March 13th. This is about 9 days later, and I had done a podcast a couple days ago saying that I would do a recap of this new moon, and just wanted to go over it because sometimes I see that the new moon can be like a horary chart for the upcoming week or so, the upcoming period until the next phase. And for me personally, I found that it actually was quite spot on. And it had to do with what I was experiencing in my personal life and also what I was looking at in the media. And for example, the sun and moon were at 24 Pisces Sabian, and that symbol was the tiny island seems lost in the broad ocean, but its inhabitants have created a great world of all their own. And the day of the new moon, I was actually taking a Reiki level 2 class with one of my teachers and healers, Jill Kempner. And I was at home taking this really wonderful day-long Reiki class. And I got a chance to treat somebody long distance and get a treatment long distance. It was all done by Zoom. And I was just in the comfort of my own home and just having a really beautiful day. And also, though, over that weekend, I watched the Allen versus Pharaoh documentary on HBO and was looking at it there. And I'll be showing how that applied to that particular documentary, because it was really quite fascinating, because I've seen all of these symbols working with a lot of the stories that were going on in that particular documentary. For example, because I feel for me personally that that particular sun and moon degree really was working in my own life, but not necessarily the other symbols. And so I think that documentary will be a good way to apply that. And I'll use a few other examples too that are happening in the news right now, or were happening in the news pretty much like in your face all week. So let's take a look here. So the sun and moon at 24 Pisces regarding the Allen versus Pharaoh documentary. The documentary itself took place at mostly, a lot of the interviews were done at the home that Mia Farrow lives in Connecticut. And she has lived there with, her children and their pets. And, it looked like this big rambling home, really wonderful. And so the idea that it's a tiny island that seems lost in the broad ocean, but its inhabitants have created a great world all their own. It looked like this wonderful little place that, so many people could live and enjoy themselves. And it did look like this own, like they were able to create their own world. And then it was conjunct Neptune at 21 Pisces, a little white lamb, a child and a Chinese servant. And that particular symbol has had to do, we've gone back and forth over this symbol over the last 2 years. And for me, that particular symbol actually does have to do with pedophilia and child trafficking. And like several months ago and a year ago, when Neptune was going over this, there was a lot of like QAnon conspiracies around child trafficking. And this particular documentary has been about pedophilia and incestuous abuse. So sorry to talk about a difficult subject. But also seeing that this particular subject of the documentary was spot on with this particular Neptune transit. And then Venus at 20 Pisces, a table set for an evening meal. Once again, looking at like thinking about a whole family all around a table and that Neptune conjunct Venus. And also Venus having to do with like the feminine and the yin, and considering this matriarchal community, and all around, you know, having dinner together and seeing a lot of scenes like that in the documentary. And the sun and moon, the new moon was also sextile Pluto at 27 Capricorn, and thinking about a mountain pilgrimage. And once again, the inhabitants creating a world all their own, like a little retreat area. But also seeing too that Pluto would be kind of like dark forces, and it would be like destruction and rebirth. What doesn't kill us, making us stronger. And in some sense, that particular, like the outcome or one of the consequences of coming out with this story is that they had to go on retreat. For example, Mia Farrow standing by her daughter and really standing up against this particular type of abuse ended up really kind of losing her career. And this particular thing, it was really important to me because I actually grew up with Woody Allen movies. One of my earliest memories was going to a double feature of Sleeper and this this Peter Sellers film called The Party, and which are two still of my favorite films, and like have these wonderful childhood memories of them. But also in my young adulthood, really just loving the movies that Woody Allen made with Mia Farrow. They're some of his best films, like The Purple Rose of Cairo and Hannah and Her Sisters and Broadway Danny Rose. And I mean, some of her roles were just really, really incredible. And you know, so that's part of why I want to make this particular podcast focusing on this, because these are people that have been like major cultural guideposts for me throughout my life. And one of my favorite films is also Rosemary's Baby, starring Mia Farrow. She's just a brilliant, brilliant actress. So it was kind of sad for me that she really couldn't get the roles that she was able to get before this all came out. So, you know, just really fascinating. But also in the world, what I was seeing too, so Pluto at 27 Capricorn, a mountain pilgrimage, also seeing regarding the coronavirus, a lot of countries, European countries mainly, going in lockdown again and seeing this. And then Mercury at 27 Aquarius, an ancient pottery bowl filled with violets. It's not really aspecting anything, although exactly semi-sextile to Pluto. I always associate this particular symbol with countries with beautiful ancient histories like India and Italy. And these were the countries that were going back into lockdown. I believe Italy was, Germany was, and Poland. But, you know, this is just sort of, I'm kind of grasping for straws, but with this particular symbol. You know, and there was just an announcement too that the Prime Minister of Pakistan just tested positive with the coronavirus. But so seeing the numbers going back up, but this happened 8 days ago. So that's actually news of today with Imran Khan testing positive. But last week there was a lot of conversation about countries in Europe going into lockdown again. The other thing that I saw with this new moon was that Mars was trine Saturn and Mars was trine Saturn, and then Saturn was also trine the North Node in Gemini and the sextiling the South Node in Sagittarius. So that particular one, Mars at 6 Gemini, a workman drilling for oil, trining Saturn at 10 Aquarius, a man who had for a time become the embodiment of the ideal, made to realize he is not the ideal. And so, I don't know. So the Mars at 6 Gemini, that was, I would say, in regards to this documentary, would be like really, really looking for the facts, really doing their research, really digging deep into this, and really trying to find the most like important things, aspects of this, and really looking under the surface for things, and really working hard to do that. And then it's trining Saturn at 10 Aquarius, and that's a man who had for a time become the embodiment of the ideal, is made to realize he is not the ideal. So looking at that, I mean, for me, that would be Woody Allen. And thinking, wow, here's the best filmmaker with the best stories, and oh my God, like, I'm feeling disillusioned. So there would have been also, on a personal level, a sense of disappointment in our own personal lives during this particular time of the new moon, not because of Woody Allen, but because of other things happening in our personal life. And just saying, like, it's like all of this is a mirror, what's happening in the outside world and what's happening in our personal lives and also internally and emotionally. So just using that as a mirror. And then also I was seeing that in the another aspect of our news, our media would be also Governor Cuomo. And I know that a lot of people, like if you're watching like cable news, this news might have been really shocking because they were really building him up to be like this great person and even a potential presidential nominee and like one of our great hopes. But for those of us who are watching news like Democracy Now, or some of the other more grassroots type of news, this news was about his corruption was widely reported. And since last year, and the person who broke this story was David Sirota in May of 2020, I believe. So it's not really a shock to me. But I do know friends of mine who watch like MSNBC and CNN are like, oh my God, why are they like dragging this good man? It's like, well, you know, this actually was well known. Like, so it's something that was just for me. I feel like this is actually you know, it's justice. It's actually something that. This is actually good news for the people of New York. So anyway, but also on a personal level, you may be seeing yourself with clay feet or the people in your life with clay feet. And now this has moved on to a different degree now. So we're talking about like last week, how you may have been feeling. And then, and for me too, like, it's really strange, but I never believed... Like, I have this way that I can actually, regarding the Woody Allen story, was able to see, like, not having to protect or defend him, because I actually saw it, like, some of my friends were like, oh my God, like, he's a good man, Mia Farrow's crazy, but I think for any of us who's gone through this before, that this really happens, like, if you ever have something happen to you, and, like, you stand up for yourself, oftentimes people want to defend somebody else, and even if they don't know the whole story, like they haven't drilled for oil, they're looking at the surface imagery of it. And oops, my book just fell out of my lap, sorry for the loud bang. But but looking at that, realizing sometimes it's really important for us to hear other people's stories and not try to just gloss over the surface, and that we all need to really dig deeper, and we really need to witness for each other. And and then Mars, let's see here, Saturn actually was trying Gemini, and the North Node in Gemini, and that was a woman activist on a platform in an emotional speech dramatizing her cause. And then Saturn was sextiling south node in Sagittarius, it's the seagulls flying around a ship looking for food. And that, from what I recall, too, we were still working on some of the aid packages and really standing up for women's rights. And it's like I still always see somebody like members of our squad working with making sure that we get the kind of relief that we need during this time. But also regarding the documentary, seeing Mia Farrow, who actually, after she was not able to get as much work, she started to do service work for countries like Darfur, and seeing Dylan Farrow be able to really get a platform for her own story rather than to be dragged by the media as she had been before and discredited. And so it was really, really a wonderful thing to see. And then the seagulls flying around a ship looking for food, that would be like what not to do during that time. And that would have been like not accepting crumbs. And for example, with our relief package, like calling our politicians and demanding what we pay our taxes for, like that our tax money comes back to us and that we get the relief that we needed rather than it having go and trickle up to help make rich people richer and also to going into our war chest. So anyway, and then Jupiter at 21 Aquarius, that was a large white dove bearing a message, and I'm gonna pick up the book that fell on the floor. This is the Sabian Oracle by Linda Hill that I always use as a reference for the Sabian symbols. But that would also be about peace and a diplomatic message. Justice regarding diplomacy with other countries. But also Jupiter was moving on to 21 Aquarius, and that particular symbol was fascinating to me because it's actually Mia Farrow's sun sign degree. And so Jupiter was conjunct her sun as this documentary was really, really in the media last week. And that particular symbol, it's so spot on. It's a woman disappointed and disillusioned, courageously facing a seemingly empty life. And interestingly enough, Woody Allen's sun degree is, I believe it's a golden woman of opportunity. And so just finding this to be really fascinating. So Jupiter was actually transiting her sun, and Jupiter would be about justice and really just fairness. And I just think that's fascinating that she and her daughter were able to get their message out. And I found the documentary actually very healing to watch because to me it looked like just what any survivor goes through, where they work with sharing their message, but then there's a lot of smear campaigns and a lot of backlash and resistance against the message, because it does go against the quote-unquote status quo. But I actually found it was a really peace-bearing message and a really important message, because oftentimes the burden is on the survivor and the victim. And it's really not fair, because there's so much protection for the perpetrator. And it's really not helpful, I feel, as a society on the whole, because what happens to those people, those of us who've gone through something, and then we see this happening, and it just kind of drives people more internal. Once again, that Pluto at 27 Capricorn, the mountain pilgrimage, it makes people go on retreat. And then Uranus was square Saturn during this moon, too. And the Uranus symbol was, it was 9 Taurus, and the symbol was a Christmas tree shining in the darkness. And then it was squaring Saturn which was, again, a man who had for a time become the embodiment of the idealist, made to realize he is not the ideal. And that was also simultaneously exacerbating that sense of disillusionment and disappointment, but also bringing forth light around the subject. And so, and also the relief checks, the coronavirus stimulus was approved at the time, and people have been starting to get their $1,400 checks and other benefits. So there's been a lot of good stuff, but it has not been the easiest new moon. But I did also find it to be an exceptionally healing new moon on all of these different levels. So I hope this is helpful and somewhat enlightening and somewhat interesting. And if you have any questions or would like to work with me, you can find me at my email address, lisamyerson@gmail.com. Also my website, it's lisamyerson.com. Or you can find me on my Facebook page, which is Lisa Myerson's Astrology Discussion page. And in the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful week. And thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you.